Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
Did Diddy order the hit on Tupac Shakur in 1996? This is something I've been enthralled in since 1996. I remember like dial-up internet and trying to like investigate, and you look into the lyrics of Tupac songs. Was there some sort of clue or something that we knew about? And it's history now. I mean, we're talking nearly 30 years ago. There was a lot of songs back in those days that that clearly talked about murdering each other. Hit 'em up being one of them. Who Shot You? Another one. And good jams. But at the end of the day, did these jams really actually reflect reality of Diddy, in fact, ordering that hit on Tupac Shakur? Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. I don't know. This is going back to childhood, and there's always been these questions. There's always been the rumors that Diddy had something to do with it, but I don't know. He continued on with his career for many years, and now we're seeing, oh, he's not the most up-and-up human being. But do the two have anything to do with one another? All these years later, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, that is the question. And in looking at it, you know, in determining who was involved in what, you want to look at motive, right? And so did Diddy have kind of a motive against Tupac? Mm-hmm. Well, they were in this rap beef at the time. And we've seen rap beefs escalate into something lethal, but that's not unprecedented. And surely Diddy had a motive against Tupac at that time. I remember at the time, rumors were swirling regarding who was involved and exactly how it went down. And now when we're learning about what Diddy is allegedly capable of, the violence, the manipulation, the cover-up, a lot of people are taking a second, closer look at Diddy with respect to the Tupac murder.
How much weight does the testimony of Dwayne Keefe D. Davis have on this? Because now that's another trial we're going to be covering as it gets closer here. Dwayne Keefe D., the only surviving member who was in the vehicle that shot at Tupac, he's claimed for years in several interviews that, you know, he knows who shot, and Orlando Anderson would be that person, his nephew. The charges against him are, yeah, you ordered the hit on Tupac. But where did he get that order from? Why did he want to do that? Because they're connecting that back, and Diddy's name does come up in the affidavits in the Tupac murder case of this speculation that there was $1 million bounty out on the head of Tupac and Suge Knight.
Yeah, and absolutely. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. What's your thoughts on that? How much weight does that hold?
You know, in looking at it, one thing I think with QVD, you got to take what he says with a grain of salt. That's kind of a wrinkle to this whole saga.
Yeah.
Is a lot of people see him as sort of fame seeking, and, you know, he has been gloating about this murder that he was allegedly involved in. It took the police, you know, years and years to finally arrest him on it. How reliable are his statements, and how much are they going to like carry the day in this, you know, cold case from decades ago? That's something I'm not so sure about.
Well, including, I mean, the fact that now he's finally been charged with something and now he's on trial for murder. He's not exact. And he's saying, oh, it's all a lie. It's just, I've been, you know, just peacocking around saying these things for all these years. But the thing is, so many people who were involved in this are dead. There's no one else in the car that's around. I mean, if you look at the history of everybody in this case, there's a lot of bodies. There's a lot of dead people involved. And, you know, I think a lot of times we look at this and we go, well, there were gangs. It was all gang-related stuff. That's at least what it looked like. Several of them, you know, hit. I don't know. I'm starting to look back on this a little bit more, too, going, did we wash away some of these hits that went on, going, oh, it's gang-related, and whatever. Sure. It's going to happen. Or was Diddy insulating himself back then from people he knew that may have a connection to get back to him with information on this hit? I don't know. It's all speculation. Diddy's never been charged with anything. That's something that we need to make very clear. But when we're learning more about his antics, it seems like anything's possible.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening is these alleged past misdeeds from Diddy are kind of coming to light as this investigation unfurls. And I'm sure law enforcement is interviewing everybody that they can who has any proximity to Diddy now or before. Mm-hmm. And who knows what facts those individuals may disclose about past events. They're surely going to be asked about it. And perhaps they have an interest in protecting themselves. Perhaps they just want to aid the investigation. But I wouldn't be surprised if witnesses are talking to police about these events from so long ago, and new information is coming to light that could result in a different outcome other than just a cold case.
It's making me wonder how much old investigative material is going to be brought back up to the surface and going, oh, we didn't realize that this was a puzzle piece here, and now it makes a little more sense that we have some more context. There was reports. Exactly. A while back, I've recorded conversations and wiretaps from the original investigations that support parts of Keefe D's narrative. They've never been publicly released. The recordings supposedly contain discussions about the planning and the aftermath of the murder. That would be interesting if those do come to light, to hear exactly what was in those and how this all connects now. And also, well, why didn't we do anything earlier if we had these recordings?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, these cold cases, one thing is law enforcement in the moment doesn't always know the significance of a piece of evidence, mm-hmm. of a witness, of an event. And then later on down the road, sometimes years or decades, they learn more contextual information. They get more incriminating information from a different witness. And then, like you said, it becomes a puzzle piece they didn't even know they had in their back pocket. And they can begin putting things together. And I just wouldn't be surprised if that's what the LAPD is trying to do here, especially with all the pressure that's been surrounding them to solve the murder of this beloved public figure.
If Diddy did order this hit and had the $1 million bounty out there, obviously that's not just going to be like, oh, hey, you did it. Hey, Keefe, let me write you a check from Bad Boy Records. You know, come on over and we're going to send it to you. And what would you like? It obviously would have been laundered some way, shape, or form. How difficult is that going to be to track if it ever took place 30-ish years ago?
You know, if that payment ever happened, how in the world are you gonna try to recreate that in 2024?
Yeah.
You know, it just seems so difficult. Like you said, even just recreating a normal bank transaction yes. from 30 years ago, there yeah. could be some problems. But we're talking about likely money laundering, likely things on the DL, and how are they going to substantiate that? That's beyond me.
I mean, that seems like the clear link, if we could figure it out. But again, yeah, we're talking about money laundering and things of that nature. Not exactly something easy to find. Although maybe he just wasn't thinking. He got his checkbook out and a little memo line, Tupac, you know, and it's like, oh, there we go. That's what that was.
That would be a gift to the LAPD.
It certainly would. Very interesting to see where this continues to go, because we may actually get some answers here all these years later.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to
start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.